Runners, first and third. Infield, three on the right side. The set. The pitch. Kepler swings, grounds one toward third. Ramirez gloves, throws, ball game! Oh boy! Karinchak's finally ready. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, ball game! Get him with a fastball. So the Cleveland Guardians have swept the Minnesota Twins.
Good news from the weekend. Bob DiBiasio from the Guardians joins us this morning. It's brought to you on WEOL by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Good morning, Bob. I was entertained by the Saturday game where we just didn't seem to want to end. I was doing some. I was cleaning out the garage. You know how you have those moments you're listening to the radio and you hear something. I'm cleaning out the garage, doing some things or putting stuff back in there, and I'm thinking, okay, almost done. And then I walk back into the garage, and it's like, one more run. And pretty soon Tom's thinking, wait, here's Class A with a closer situation here. So, but we got it done, right?
Well, we did. We got it done, which is all that matters. A very good road trip. You go to Kansas City, and you win 2 out of 3. And a big weekend series with the Minnesota Twins, who you're battling with for first place in the division, and you go in and sweep them. You know, we did just enough, as Tito always talks about. All you have to do is be one run better than the guy you're playing that day. And we won 7-6 on Friday, won by 2 on Saturday. A little bit of a breather, winning by 3 on Sunday. But a terrific, terrific effort by our guys is, you know, we're 4 games up in the loss column to the Chicago White Sox now, who are playing pretty good baseball of late. And we now have 4 big ones against the White Sox and 5 big ones against the Twins here in the next week or so. Again, this month of September is going to be awfully fun.
Hey, Bob, we've all enjoyed the Gaylord Perry era. Now we've got James Karinchak and an umpire, getting his fingers in his hair. What's going on?
That was rather bizarre, you know, as you're listening and watching the game, all of a sudden, right in the middle of an at-bat, those of us who are a little bit more in tune to the nuances of the game, realize you're not supposed to be checking guys during an at-bat. You check guys after an at-bat is concluded or an inning is concluded. And all of a sudden, in the middle of an at-bat, the umpire's rubbing his hands through Karinchak's hair. Just very bizarre. He's a fidgety guy on the mound, obviously. If you've watched him closely, he flips the ball back and forth from his glove to his right hand and puts his hands in his back of his hair and neck and on the rosin bag and moves around the mound a little bit. And I don't know if it was something that Rocco Baldelli was just trying to throw him off his game a little bit, a little gamesmanship. But they found nothing, and Karinchak, man, he has been terrific in the second half of the season for us. He's come up huge.
James Karinchak, better hair than Gaylord Perry ever had, at least in the time when we had him at that point. Right? I mean, you could say.
I think so.
Right? Instead of running the bases, you could have run your fingers through the hair day. You know, the women that could probably, I don't know, maybe just a lot of promotions always come up with some ideas for this. But we are ready for the Angels to come to town. And you mentioned about the White Sox, too. So it's like we battle off of one team in the Central and another one's kind of starting to get hot. But so are the Guardians with their pitchers. What do we expect for the Angels coming to town?
Well, we miss Shohei Ohtani pitching against us, so that's a little bit of a break. Going to be very interesting to see how the voting goes for American League Most Valuable Player if Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge battle for the MVP of the American League. So we miss Ohtani. We have back-to-back games tonight, tomorrow at 6:10, and a weekday day game. We have back-to-back weekday day games. For those who are looking on an old schedule, we have a makeup game against the Chicago White Sox on Thursday. So Wednesday and Thursday are both 1:10 weekday day games. Then again, the Minnesota Twins come in for 5-4, a wraparound series that includes a 1:10 game on Monday. So a lot of weekday day baseball, the White Sox and Twins. This AL Central race is heating up at Progressive Field. Go to CleeGuardians.com to learn all about it and get your ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe you'll see Stephen Kwan hit another home run here. Let's get one of those.
It's to Kwan, and he hammers it high and deep to right. Forget about it. Stephen Kwan's blasted his fourth home run. A no doubt about it, majestic bomb to right.
I don't know. Does he giving a little more props to Stephen Kwan on that for a majestic blast?
I think he might have. I think Hammy was having some fun with that one. Yeah. And, you know, the way Tito talks about it, you know, that ball went, what, 338 feet or something that got just over the fence. I mean, he hit it good, obviously, to get it out of the ballpark. But Tito's always funny when he's like, he can't hit a ball any harder than that. You know,
right.
It's okay, though. It's okay. He had the other day, what, Kwan had four walks or something like that, and then the next game he's got 2-3 hits. He's just been a remarkable player for us.
Absolutely. It's great the way this season has worked out for him. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday, and we look for some, hopefully some more victories, especially next weekend when we have that wraparound with the Twins. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yep. Take care, guys. Always a treat. Go Guardians.